Thank you so much, and welcome to Growing Your Wealth, the radio show that gives you straight talk and honest answers about how to invest better, live better, retire better, and give better. Thank you for joining us today. We have some valuable information for you during the coming hour that could change your financial life for the better. My name is Jeff Shade, and as always, I'm just here to ask the questions. But the words of wisdom and the solid advice come from the expert, Brian Evans, CEO of Madrona Financial Services and Bauer Evans CPAs. How are you doing today, Brian?
Doing great. Thanks, Jeff.
Well, Brian, the theme of our show, of course, is invest better, live better, retire better, and give better. And give better usually refers to legacy planning, but it also refers to those people in our community who are giving back and making a contribution. And as most people know who listen to this program, you are a proud Cougar, a graduate of Washington State University. So today our guests are from the Everett campus of Washington State University. Tell us more, Brian.
Yeah, it's something near and dear to my heart. I think a lot of people don't know about some of the resources that we have on this side of the state, especially up here in Snohomish County. My special guest today is Paul Petrie, Chancellor at Washington State University Everett. Now, some of you may go, Everett? Wait, I thought Wazoo was in Pullman. Well, it is in Pullman. We haven't moved it from that campus, but there are some branch campuses, and a lot of people don't know about the four-year opportunity that people have up here in Snohomish County, in Everett here. Paul's a chancellor, good friend of mine. You know, we've been on boards together, we've been on Rotary together, YMCA board. I was fortunate enough to be asked to be on the advisory council of the university there. I am a Coug. I went there right out of high school and did my 4 years there and participating in everything they had. Graduated summa cum laude. I got those three words on my diploma. Feel pretty proud about that. And doing okay since then with my WSU education. So very near and dear to my heart. Paul, I'd love to have you introduce yourself. Tell us a little bit about your background and how you got to become chancellor of Wazoo Everett.
Well, thanks for having me here, Brian. Paul Petrie, I've been at Washington State University for about 14 years. I started at Washington State University back in 2005. I'm a faculty member in the College of Education. I have taught educational leadership. So I was on the Pullman campus for about 5 years. I spent another year on the Vancouver campus before I was asked by our former president, Elson Floyd, to begin to work on building WSU's presence in the North Puget Sound region. I'm originally from Seattle, Washington, completed my undergraduate degree in communication at Western Washington University, got my master's degree in higher education administration from New York University, and then my doctorate in education policy and leadership from the University of Maryland. And since leaving the Vancouver campus and working in Everett, it's just been a labor of love working on building out Washington State University's presence here in Everett.
Yeah, it's an exciting time for the university there. I wanted to talk about some of the opportunities. We also have some students with us today, and we'll be getting some insights from them. It's not just about us older guys, you know,
right,
talking all the time. We want to hear from the younger folks that are actually going through it. I remember, like I said, when I graduated from Mount Vernon High School, I went off to Pullman. Wasn't sure what I was getting myself into, you know, all that far away. And as far away I could get from Mount Vernon and pay in-state tuition was kind of my thing. But what an experience. I mean, there was something about going to Washington State University. I considered going to the University of Washington. That's a very fine school, too. But coming from a small town and being a bit of a hick, I didn't know how I'd fare in the big city. And when I went to Washington State University, I got to know my professors, got to play every intramural sport. I only missed one football game in 4 years. I went to every basketball game. I was involved. It's an interesting kind of campus. It's also very interesting, the smaller the class size, how much more interaction you have with professors and so forth. Maybe, Paul, you could talk a little bit about some of the differences of a smaller campus like Washington State University Everett versus going to a larger university.
Yeah, we kind of have a different model. This model is an access model in that we are bringing Washington State University to the North Puget Sound region. It's an affordability model in that students are able to start at the two-year institution. They can go to the community college, get those first 2 years under their belt, and then they can transfer to us. And it's an efficiency model in that we work very closely with Everett Community College, and we actually have our first building that's located on Everett Community College land, and we share some resources. So it's an efficiency model for the state of Washington. And because we're upper division only, we're a little bit smaller, we really resemble a private private institution in that we have small class sizes. And that's something that really works well for our students in that they're able to really get to know each other very well. And I've heard them describe themselves as being more like a family. They also get a chance to work very closely with their professors, and their faculty members are very involved in some of their out-of-classroom work and that type of thing. So it really provides them an excellent experience, more similar to a private institution. And one of the things that we strive to do for our students is to try to get them some practical knowledge and experience. We try to work very closely with business and industry as much as we possibly can so that our students are gaining the types of experiences that they'll need to be successful once they embark on their career trajectory.
Yeah, one of the interesting things you just said was an affordability model. I mean, this is a financial planning show, and a lot of people are going, how the heck am I going to afford college for my kids? And I'm hearing these stats, and it's hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars, and kids will take out loans, and they can't pay them back. And we have so many of the, even the politicians are always talking about how people can't go to college and so forth. And I'm thinking to myself, yeah, I mean, right across the street is Everett Community College, and 2 years there with the crossover just across the street, Washington State University. And one of the other things about it, back when I was going to Washington State University, if you didn't make your money before you went there, you didn't have any money. There was not a lot of jobs there.
That's right.
You could work in the cafeteria there, I suppose, but there was just not a lot of jobs. You couldn't make money in Pullman. There's just not a lot of people there. There wasn't a lot of industry, certainly back then. But on the west side here, people, if they need to, they can, you know, work at different jobs and jobs in their profession. I mean, if I wanted to work over in Pullman, yeah, I could work in the cafeteria, but I wasn't planning on being a cafeteria worker when I grew up, you know, when I graduated. I was an accounting major. I would have loved to intern at accounting firm, and I've got an accounting firm. I'd love to have interns someday from Washington State University. So there's just kind of a nice mix of opportunity. Maybe people live at home and their home's over here. They don't have to pay all that room and board, and they don't have to pay out of state and all these things. Maybe you can speak a little bit to that.
Yeah, I think that's very true. You know, a lot of our students, some of our students have families, and so it'd be very impractical for them to pick up and move to, say, a Pullman or even to a Bellingham or even sometimes down to Seattle. Some of our students want to keep employment that they've already had. You know, it's very important for them or their family, and so they're able to remain employed. And some of our students are really interested in focusing on the academic side of their educational experience. They want to pick up some additional experiences along the way that will help them on their career trajectory and that type of thing. But something like being in band or that type of thing, the marching band, that might not be as important to them. Something like an internship might be more important to them. And so it's part of higher education and the direction higher education is going. And so different students are able to be a part of the type of institution that meets their needs. And we have our students here today, and I'm sure they can give you some examples and talk about their own personal experiences. But I do have an example of one of our students who is now an engineer, very successful. And so she has a family and children and was able to graduate in engineering and to launch into her dream. But without having WSU Everett here, with the accessibility that we have to that type of a degree program, that really very technical type of degree program, she probably wouldn't have been able to complete. And so having us here, again, as I mentioned, bringing education to the community is something that's very important.
So one of the questions I think a lot of people have are, what are some of the majors that is being offered at Washington State University Everett, and maybe what's on the horizon?
Those are really good questions. So we currently have three engineering programs. We have mechanical engineering, electrical engineering, software engineering. One of our newest programs is data analytics. That's a program that we're really happy about and we want to grow. We also have hospitality business management, which is a signature program for Washington State University. We have our integrated strategic communication program from the Murrow College, another signature program for us. And then we have sustainable agriculture. So now, currently, we have about seven academic programs that we're offering at WSU Everett. We have plans to bring in some additional programs. Some of the things that we're looking at are a new degree in business administration, and we're looking at several different concentrations in that area. We've also talked about criminal justice with a mix of psychology in there. And then some of the other programs that we're entertaining, because we think they'll be good complements to the current programs we have, are computer science and applied mathematics. And we think those are good complements to the current programs that we have.
Now, there's also a medical school, I believe.
Yes.
Can you talk about that?
We do. We have the Elson S. Floyd College of Medicine. They are on their second cohort of students. So it's an interesting model in that it's more of a distributed model of a medical school. So students essentially start their first 2 years in Spokane. And after they complete their first 2 years, they are dispersed to our other campuses. So they'll be in Spokane, of course, but they'll also be students in Tri-Cities, Vancouver, and Everett. So students will be gaining their practical experiences in these different locations. So in fall of 2019, we will have 15 medical students who are designated to the WSU Everett campus. So we're looking forward to that.
That's awesome. We got to wrap up here for the break. But when we come back from the break, I want to talk to some of your students that you brought along today and get a different perspective. So we'll get into that as soon as we get back.
That'd be great.
Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Evans, CEO of Madrona Financial Services and Bauer Evans CPAs. Today we're doing a discussion about a new four-year university in Snohomish County here in Everett, Washington State University, Everett. We have Paul Petrie, the Chancellor of WSU Everett, on the show. As many of you know, I'm a Coug alum and graduated back in 1984. We do have some guests here. There's four of them, none of which were born in 1984 because they're students at Washington State University, Everett, and I'm going to have them introduce themselves and tell us a little bit about their background and why they chose to go to the four-year university here in Snohomish County.
So my name is Andrew Rees. I am a senior electrical engineering student at Washington State University, Everett. So I would consider myself a non-traditional student. I'm first generation as well, so I'm a little bit of an older student compared to some of my peers. I've pretty much grown up in the Everett area all of my life. I went to various high schools in Everett, various middle schools, and elementary schools. Pretty much if you name any one of them in Everett, I probably went to it, to be honest.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, a lot of people find it difficult to uproot and go all the way over to Pullman. That is not an easy trek, and then it's very expensive for people to go over there. And certainly, I'm sure that you found probably a pretty easy transition growing up in Everett to actually go to a four-year university right here in Everett. I mean, obviously, that probably was something there. Was there anything else that made you decide to go to this university as opposed to maybe going into Seattle or going across state or going somewhere else?
Well, the commute was definitely a plus. I live in the southern part of Everett, so I'm always traveling against traffic every time I go. Pretty much my favorite thing that I always mention. Saves me a ton of time. I have been a working student. So I did full-time work, full-time school, basically my entire time, you know, with some struggles along the way to try to get to where I'm at now.
Yeah, and as I mentioned earlier in the show, this is a financial planning show. So a lot of people are wondering, oh, okay, yeah, that would be nice if my kid that I was going to pay for or my grandkid, they could actually get a job, they could be working, they could be living in the house, as I mentioned earlier, not having to commute. You know, even thinking about going to the University of Washington and so forth, it's very expensive to find a place to rent there as opposed to Snohomish County. I mean, there's a lot of things about going in a university up here, I think, that I'm just thinking advantage to up here due to the ability for financial help on that, not graduating too much debt. And certainly as I'm doing financial planning for folks, having a whole bunch of student loans to pay for, that's tough for people to do. And hopefully you're not going to graduate with a whole bunch of student loans. And one of the things I also talk about is if you are going to have student loans, at least have a job that you're going to go into that can pay them off. I don't know how many of my friends were graduating with all this debt and was like, okay, yeah, basket weaving, you know, degree that you're getting or equivalent, just ain't going to get it done. And I think that's where a lot of people struggle. They might be in a degree that they find out that, you know, like economics or something. Well, there's only a couple economists in the nation when you think about it. They work for the Fed. Other than that, we don't really need a lot of economists. So, you know, you got to get the right kind of a degree. Tell us a little bit about your future plans once you get your degree that you're going for and what your future plans are.
With this electrical engineering degree, I'll be able to basically earn my engineering title at work. Right now, I work for an engineering firm in South Everett, and they make gas lasers. And with these lasers, I work on the manufacturing side of things. So how do we allow our employees there to perform the tests and trust in the equipment that they use every day? And with the kind of the degree, it was kind of a natural move in. You know, as I've been progressing in my education, they've been giving me more and more responsibilities. And so having the working while going to school model has really paid off for me in that regard. And, you know, obviously with not always being able to work full time, you know, maybe sometimes the cost does come into effect. So community college was a really natural way for me to start my education. And then as I've been progressing investing in responsibilities and, you know, getting a few raises here and there, it's really kind of played into the whole, okay, you know, you can go to WSU Everett, you can finish your degree, and really in this case, and from there you can progress on and flourish.
Yeah, well, that's an interesting comment because, again, when I was going to Washington State University, there was no job in accounting that I was going to get. There was no internships that I was going to do. There was nothing remotely related to anything. I went straight from my first CPA firm job. The job prior to that was pea field sampler in the pea vining division. So I went straight from farming to a CPA firm. There was no segue. That was not easy. I mean, I went from caked pants to, you know, the three-piece suit back then when I was skinny and I could actually fit in one. And so it was quite the transition for me to be going from working outside 12-hour shifts every day to fluorescent lights. So, I mean, I think that's a big advantage to that. We also have another electrical engineering student here. Why don't you introduce yourself?
Hi, my name is Caitlin Ferguson. I'm electrical engineering senior here at WASU Everett. My background is, again, non-traditional. I was homeschooled for most of my life. I started Running Start when I was 15 at Edmonds Community College. I then transferred to UW for a year and then decided that the environment was a little bit too big and I liked the community college feel. So I looked at WASU Everett and there was a lot of attractive things for me, like the commute, the class sizes, and also the financial reasons too. Yeah, my parents were a little bit concerned about sending me off to college, spending thousands and thousands of dollars. So that's why I did Running Start when I did, because that covers my tuition costs. And then, so by the time that I'm done with WASU Everett, I'll have very, very little debt.
Well, that would be a good financial move. That's something that I highly encourage. I think one of the things I'm figuring out here is there is a lot of room for non-traditional type of environment here, and certainly a way to get through school without having massive six-figure debt that follows you around for years and years. And also what's interesting to me is, you know, we didn't have Running Start back in the day. I was just sharing with someone, my back in the days seems to be, I'm getting older and older. I was telling Nick, one of my assistants, who I also hired from Washington State University, he was a non-traditional student too. He went back a little bit later, about how when I was 7 years old, I would cross I-5 on my bicycle. I just looked both ways, wait till there wasn't a car coming either way, and go right across the street there up to the park on my own, stopping at some people's places along the way. Didn't have a cell phone back then. They didn't exist. So I'm feeling kind of old right now, but that's okay. Tell us a little bit about your future plans and about some of, I think there were some awards I heard about that you had. I'd love to hear about that.
Yeah, so I am a recipient of the 2019 Rising Star Award from the National Society of Women Engineers. Essentially, what that means is that I have been outstanding in my contribution to the community, SWE, which is Society of Women Engineers, and the Everett community.
And a little bit about kind of what you see yourself doing. I don't even know what electrical engineers do. I mean, I'm sure it has something to do with electricity, but maybe you can tell us a little bit about what some of the career occupational goals might be.
So funny enough, I'm also going into lasers. I was offered a job with Boeing that I have accepted as a laser and electro-optical mechanical design engineer in Albuquerque, New Mexico.
Lasers, that sounds pretty cool. You know, if I had a cool major like that, I could have got more dates back in college, but I told everybody I was an accounting major and they're like, boring. Lasers, now that's interesting. Tell us a little bit more about that.
So to be honest, when I applied, I was like, okay, that's a really cool title. I don't really know what that means, but I'll apply for it. It sounds neat. So it wasn't until they told me that I was getting an interview that I was like, okay, I need to learn a little bit more about this. But it's really interesting. I don't know a whole bunch about the position because it has some security clearance. So I only know the basic skills.
You told me you'd have to kill me kind of thing.
Well, okay, that's the thing. I don't know a whole lot
myself. Yeah, that's what people say when they're in security. Yeah, I get it now. But that's okay. Well, that sounds interesting because I know that Boeing's doing some amazing things. There's so many changes going on everything that they're doing. And I have a lot of clients that work at Boeing, and they can tell me a little bit more than you can right now. But they're working on some technology the whole industry is completely changing. And certainly, it's nice to know that you're getting the kind of education locally. And I'm sure that just being in the vicinity of Boeing was instrumental. I mean, if you're going to school in some other place far away, you're not going to have that contact.
So it actually reminds me of when I went to our school went to a career fair in Pullman in October, and there was like 100 different companies there, including Boeing, and they invited me out for a dinner because I had interned with them this past summer. And I was talking to one of the managers, and he was like, you know, I've interviewed at least 10 engineers from Wazoo Everett today. He was like, I don't understand why we are going to Pullman when we could just go down the street to Wazoo Everett and have the same conversation. So it's really nice being close to industry. There's a lot of advantages.
Yeah, and I'm going to hit Paul up here for that business major here coming up here because I'd love to have some more interns. I've had a number of interns at my own firm, several of which are making six figures now, full-time employees, so that's always a good thing. Well, I want to keep talking. I got a couple more people here I want to talk to, but Jeff tells me I got to go to break, so when we come back, we'll be talking to a couple more of the Washington State University Everett students. Welcome back to the show. I'm Brian Evans, CEO of Madrona Financial Services and Bauer Evans CPAs. Today we're talking about the new Washington State University Everett campus. Part of our show is, you know, how to invest better, live better, retire better, give better. Part of the giving, I am honored to be on the advisory council at the new Washington State University Everett campus. Paul Petrie, the chancellor, has been on our show today. He brought four students with him, and I'm kind of learning a little bit more about the campus and kind of interjecting some of the financial planning aspects of college funding and how it can be different than the traditional that we're used to thinking about, where they go off for 4 years and they come back $200,000 in debt, wondering how their history degree is going to pay for this. It's not anytime soon. So there's some non-traditional ways that we can get through the college experience and not be completely in debt and have some really awesome degrees. I'm learning about that, some of the different paths that people have taken and how they're able to sometimes live at home, have jobs while they're going to school here in Snohomish County, pay a more reasonable rent. I learned about Running Start today, how you can get ahead there too, and intern at real places that are going to be hiring and not be remote in some college far away. So I want to talk to a couple more students here. We'll start over here. I think I got my third electrical engineering student here. So go ahead and tell us a little bit about you and how you got here.
Yeah, so my name is Jessica Woods. I'm senior electrical engineering student at WC Everett. I'm also minoring in computer engineering. So a little bit about me. I grew up in Arlington, Washington. I went to Arlington High School. I ended up going to Skagit Community College for a year trying to go into teaching. That didn't work out. I ended up dropping out of school and working for a year to gain some money to go back to school. I went to Everett Community College for 3 years after that. I continued working through community college. I went toward electrical engineering after trying to fix a PlayStation, and it didn't work, so that was fun. Then when I went to WC Everett, originally I was going to go to UW, but I figured out about WC Everett when I was going to EVCC, like my final quarter, and I decided to try for that because it's way closer, way cheaper because of the Everett Scholars kind of scholarship that I got for just transferring from Everett Community College to WC Everett, and I just quit my job, moved in with my mom after I got married, and went for it. Yeah, that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, it's interesting you mentioned about scholarships. I know that Paul is and I have been talking about having a scholarship fund at Washington State University Everett. Again, this show is about how to give better. And one of the ways that I want to give back is to certainly be a part of that, giving back. I remember when I was at Washington State University, I was walking through the halls one day, and they had this scholarship listed for 2 years' tuition. But you had to write this paper about your future plans to be an entrepreneur. And I was thinking, I don't have time to write a paper. Gosh, I got all these classes and all that. But gosh, it's 2 years tuition. I at least I got to try. And so I wrote this paper, and I had the people on my dorm floor look it over and correct it. My English wasn't that great. I wasn't that good at grammar and all that. And I got it just as good as I could get it. And the last day it was due, I handed it in. I said, well, I bet there's a lot of people applying for this. And she said, well, as of right now, you're the second. And I said, the second? This is the last day. Aren't they giving two of these scholarships? She looks at me. She goes, yeah. and I like your chances. And sure enough, I got 2 years tuition for handing in a paper, and it was about future plans to be an entrepreneur. And now I employ 35 people. I manage over $350 million. We have 3,000 CPA clients. I'm paying all these kinds of six-figure salaries to different people that work for me. And who better to win that award than me as an entrepreneur, a future entrepreneur? So I just want to mention that because scholarships can be another way to take so much of the bite out of this. And some of them are just out there. And so, you know, I certainly feel it's my, frankly, my obligation to help out with, you know, what I can do on the scholarship committee there at Washington State University Everett. And I would certainly encourage people that have, you know, maybe been to Washington State University or whichever college you've been at to help some people out, you know, to consider giving back to their school, or if you're living in the local area, giving to a school here. It's just amazing. You know, I'm sitting there here with you young people here today and hearing about your future plans. What a difference that must make for you guys to get some of that kind of help, because you're not exactly in a place where the money comes easy, and that comes later in life typically. And in fact, a stat I have on that, which I'll share, is the highest earnings decade of someone's life is their 50s statistically, followed by your 40s, followed by your 30s, followed by your 60s. So if you're in your 20s or even close to that, you got 40 years of higher earnings statistically to look forward to. So really your 20s should be about gaining the skill sets so that you can make some bank when you're in your 40s, 50s, and 60s. As far as I'm concerned, I think that's really what it's about. It's not about making money in your 20s. It's going to come later when you have wisdom and experience and you've worked hard to get where you're at. And that's what you all are exemplifying here. So maybe you can tell me some of your future plans. I mean, I've got 2 engineers. You know, back when I was going to school, the engineering students were all men, and the accounting students were pretty much all men. And as years went by, now most of the accounting graduates are women. It's dominated by that. And it's interesting to hear that this is not traditional. Men are engineers and math majors and accountants. I'd like to see that it's kind of been a change, and I've heard a little bit about that. Maybe tell me a little bit about your plans and what got you interested in electrical engineering.
So, like I mentioned before, like, my husband, he broke a PlayStation, and I tried to fix it, and it ended up knocking the power out of my house. So, I originally got interested in it because I YouTubed a lot of videos to try to figure out what went wrong, and I figured it out, and it was just because I was being dumb. Future plans, I don't really have a job lined up, but it's more of an interest in embedded systems and quantum computing.
Well, I don't know what those things are, but they sound pretty interesting. But I also know that as far as most engineering students like to get more than one discipline. Is that correct? I mean, you mentioned something else about the computer side of things.
Yeah, a lot of people that go to the Pullman campus, but also at the Everett campus, they like to emphasize in a specific field. So there's RF emphasis, there's power emphasis, and there's no computer science emphasis, so I decided to get a minor in computer engineering because I wanted to focus more on, like I said, the embedded system side of things. So programming on chips that are kind of in your smartwatches, and you don't really have a lot of space or a lot of power, so you have to kind of code with that in mind.
I have a feeling you're going to be very employable for the rest of your life just from that. So, and that is should be an objective of going to university, is to find something you're going to be employed in. I have one more student here. Tell us about yourself.
My name is Sumit Karan, and I was born in India. I was very young when I lost my father, about 5 years old. So my mother was very brave and took me and my siblings to Nepal because she didn't want to live that life, you know, where she was being pressurized to get remarried or things like that. So my mother took care of us until we were older. And then my maternal family, they took back us to India, and we came back to India, and then I started my schooling again in India. So I did my first undergrad in mathematics from University of Delhi. I completed in 2012. After completing that, you were mentioning about the scholarships, and scholarships has been changed my life because without any scholarships, I would have never been where I am right now. And so I was working with a lot of nonprofit organizations in India, and I found out about the scholarship called Fulbright Scholarship, and I applied it and I received it, and I came to USA with that scholarship in 2012. And with that scholarship, I did my orientation at the University of Chicago and then came to Everett Community College and finished my associate's degree at Everett Community College in 2015. When I was 16, I became the primary breadwinner for my family. And so I started taking care of my mother, putting both of my siblings through school, college, and my siblings are finishing up their post-grad, so putting through them university as well. And so I have been bearing those responsibilities. And so that was another thing that, you know, I needed scholarships to be able to continue my education. And in 2018, last year, I started studying at WC Everett, where I received Everett Scholars Award to be able to continue my education. And here I am.
Wow, that's fascinating. Yeah, that's a tribute to the scholarships. Again, just mentioning that. I didn't even know that about you before I said that. It sounds like I did. But how important scholarships can be, just life-changing for the people that are receiving them. So again, I encourage people that want to learn more about how they can get involved to let us know. Just contact us on our website there at MajornaFinancial.com. Tell me a little bit about your future plans and some of the things that you've been thinking about.
Yes, so I'm very interested into public service and public policy, and that's what I have been doing for past so many years. As I mentioned before, that I started working when I was very young, and for past 10 years, I've been working in the public service industry. In 2013, I started working with one of the projects of Gates Foundation. It's called Ananya 3SI, and I traveled India with that project and worked with a lot of people in the villages who do not have toilets or who do not have sanitation, who have sanitation issues. And so I worked with a lot of women there and sort of brought awareness to those women about the health and sanitation and why it is so important. And I did that. Coming from there, I came to USA, and after completing my associate's degree at Everett Community College in 2015, I started working with Steps Toward Independence. It is one of the agencies of Department of Social and Health Services. And with that agency, I work with a lot of mentally and physically disabled youth in the Snohomish County. And I help them on a daily basis to transition to the society. They are people, those are really troubled people, and they have been through a lot in their life. And so I help them with that. And my future plans with that is that, you know, I have those, you know, people, those hands-on experience working with people. But after finishing my degree here at WSU, which I'm graduating next month, I will be studying public policy for my master's, for my grad school, where Paul Petrie, who is sponsoring me to study for my master's at the Duke University in North Carolina, if I get selected with the Rotary Peace Fellow. So people are really supportive. What I really wanted to say at the WC Everett, that everybody I have worked with at the WC Everett have been very, very supportive. And after completing my education at master's degree, I want to sort of come back and do a lot of analyst work. So, you know, work with the government so that people have work as a broader level so that people have more opportunities.
Wow, that is impressive. I want to really thank Paul Petrie, Chancellor of Washington State University Everett, for being on my show today and bringing these awesome people, the four students, telling them a little bit about your stories, about kind of the role that WSU Everett can play, the changes in your lives that can occur, and how just having that university here in Snohomish County gave you an opportunity. Maybe you wouldn't have had some of the things that you had. And I think we're in good hands if we got more people like you. So I encourage people that don't know much about Washington State University Everett to check it out. If you have kids or grandkids that are thinking about college, it's probably something they haven't even considered. The path of going through here, certainly if you live in the Western Washington area, definitely a great option, I think, for people. And I'm not just saying that because I'm a Coug, but I am a Coug, and I'm proud of these four people here, and I appreciate them coming on my show today. And again, if you have any questions about how to get more involved, feel free to contact us on our website. So with that, I'll wrap it up for this segment, and we'll be back with another topic after the break.